Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, February 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The big three U.S. stock indexes reversed 3 days of losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 422 points, or 1.2%, to close at 34,988. The NASDAQ was up 348 points, or 2.5%, and the S&P 500 closed up 69 points, or nearly 1.6%. Today's rally came as investors' fears about a conflict between Ukraine and Russia eased after Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Moscow had withdrawn some troops from the border. Oil prices fell on the news from the region. Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, lost 3.3% to settle at $93.28 a barrel. And in Europe, natural gas prices fell 3.4%. Meanwhile, the yield on the benchmark U.S. 10-year Treasury note rose to 2.044%, the highest settled value since July of 2019. Bond yields rise as prices fall. Elsewhere, Tower Semiconductor jumped 42% after we reported that Intel was close to buying the Israeli chip company for nearly $6 billion. Another batch of corporate earnings out today. Shares of Marriott International rose about 5.8% after the hotel giant said its fourth quarter revenue doubled. And after the bell, Airbnb posted its second straight quarterly profit, driven by strong bookings in suburban areas as the company emerges from the pandemic. Shares rose more than 3% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.